It's 88.5 KCSN. We are delighted to have a guest doing a live studio session with us today. It's Eleanor Friedberger. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello to you, Eleanor. and thanks again for coming out. You're going to be playing tonight at the Echo.
Yes, 11 p.m. It's a late show for Tuesday night, but I hope you can stay up late and come.
And we will reiterate that fact before we end the session today so that people, maybe they'll take a nap.
Good idea.
Maybe they can take at least hopefully not during
right. our no, interview no, that's today. Not,
we
that's
don't want
not
them to
possible.
Take a nap during the interview. There's so many things I want to talk to you about, but we'll start with the fact that you decided, you actually, I guess, gravitated towards music a little later in life. You know, the fiery furnaces, how old were you when that started?
Well, our first record came out exactly 10 years ago when I was 27. But
okay.
I started playing music maybe later in life, but music was always a huge part of my life from when I was a tiny little kid. But yeah, you're right. I didn't start actually playing until I was 18. My brother bought me a guitar for Christmas, and I played, you know, bedroom style with four-track recorder until, you know, I moved to New York in 2000, and that's when I started playing in front of people more earnestly.
Right.
And then my brother moved to New York shortly after, and we started playing together.
And obviously had a great degree of success and recognition, and then you elected to go out and do something different. With last summer, you decided, I'm going to make a solo record. And I guess you figure out what making a solo record is at that point, right?
Yeah, it felt pretty natural. I wish I could come up with a great story where, you know, like something happened and then I realized I had to do this. But it was just a matter of timing and a little bit of, you know, like it's now or never. And also just, you know, it's easy when you're in a band with somebody who is as prolific and talented as my brother is to kind of take a backseat approach a little bit. And, you know, I'd started making more recordings at home. I finally kind of, you know, took hold of 21st century technology and like figured out how to use my computer and make demos. And it was just something I'd been very lazy about, to be honest. And then I suddenly started having a lot of fun doing that again, and making recordings by myself, and it just kind of came out of that.
All right, this is called I'll Never Be Happy Again.
Reggie asked Peter, do you know what's wrong with you? He said, what man? She said, nothing, and that's how I feel about you. And it's driving me insane. And no, since I saw you, I'll never be happy again. Well, Eve asked Roger about his initials, R-O-T. And what does the O stand for? He said nothing, that line did it for me. And it's echoed around my brain. And no, since I heard it, I'll never be happy again. And after perfection, it's all downhill. With no time to stand, no time to sit still. Frequent rejection, occasional affection. It's often offered in the wrong direction. Wally asked Hazel, have you lived here all your life? She said twice that long, and later she ends up his wife. Well, love is an exquisite kind of pain. Oh, since I saw you, I'll never be happy again. Perfection, it's all downhill. With no time to stand up, no time to sit still. Frequent rejection, occasional affection, it's often offered in the wrong direction.
You know, I know you're being self-deprecating when you talk about lazy, but you have, in what I know, you seem to be engaged in a whole lot of different areas of what we'll call, you know, media and the arts. You know, clearly you're into art, design, fashion. You seem literate. You seem like you read a lot.
As much as I should.
Well, the point being is that you just don't sit around the house strumming the guitar all day long,
no,
from what I can tell.
No, it's very much like, I go back to this a lot because I love Neil Young, but I heard him say once, you know, songs just come to him in this way, which I don't understand at all. So for me, it's like, you have to sit down as if you're going to work and really do the work. So, no, I'm not just strumming the guitar sitting around. It's just like, now I have to write some songs and now I have to do this other thing and then this other thing and this other thing.
When you first did Last Summer and now Personal Record, did some of the context of the music, the sounds, mm-hmm. The approach, the styles, did they lead you to making the solo records and establishing that sound, or did you just come up with the sound of the record as you started to make a record?
I think it, this record especially, I think it really just screams that this is my taste, you know, this is what I like. But for me, it's always a process of copycatting, you know, because I don't have a vision, you know, so to speak, and I'm not a skilled musician. So, again, Neil, I'll say, like, there's a song, you know, I wanted to sound like See the Sky About to Rain, you know, and I want that Wurlitzer sound. And it just, it goes from that. And I have many examples for all the songs where I have this reference point. And that's always just a starting point, of course, and it never quite turns out that way. But that's my approach.
But that's a fan's approach in one sense of songs that have resonated with you,
they
give you that innate emotional feeling, and you're like, okay, that's evocative. I want to do something like that. And it may come close, it may veer off, but it at least was the starting point.
Yeah, and hopefully, and I think the one thing I have going for me is that I do have kind of a, I've been told, you know, like, I think my voice is what sets stuff apart. And I hope that comes through and that my voice is what people are drawn to. Okay, this one is called She's a Mirror.
She's got a long black cape and you're trying to escape from the shape of the things yet to come. She's got a hammer and nail and you feel like you failed when you inhale enough of her sum. Guessed your address from your eyes more or less, then confessed to a part in your downfall. There's a rip in your shirt that's smeared with dirt and it hurts when it's time for a last call. She's got the new broom, you dust in the room. She grooms you until you a horse. She made you May Queen, but you can't have foreseen her obscene gravitational force. She's got spy upon spy, fond look in her eyes. She says, surprise me or leave me alone. And her attention's divided, it's time you decided. Take her outside and leave her alone. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. Got a record by Sparks that lights up in the dark, and her sculpture park needle don't skip. She's got beautiful teeth and a man-sized wreath she'll bequeath at the lunar eclipse. She's got a vertical face and a fertile embrace, but her red lace is only 2D. She's got you on repeat in your prized-out seat. Be discreet when you meet on the key. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's. She's surrounded by sound in a burial ground. She'll impound you and wait for your claim. You met in September and now it's December and you can't remember her name. She's fluent in German, she's predetermined which sermon you'll read from which mount. Well, out in no man's land where the sleight of hand matters less than the cards that she counts. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. Flying a kite in the dark of the night as your parted light flickers and dims. And when she enters your dreams, she'll float you downstream till she seems just like a phantom limb. You wake with a start, stare at her folk art. She's picking apart every stitch. She's got needle and thread beneath her bedspread, but was dead to your most perfect pitch. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's a mirror. She's a mirror, oh no. She's a mirror, oh no. She's a mirror, oh no. She's a mirror, oh me, oh me, oh a mirror, I don't know.
You totally reinterpret some of the songs on the record. This afternoon, in a unique way, you know, you go from, you know, the straight ahead, you know, pop feel mm-hmm. of Stare at the Sun, and today you made it, you know, very intimate and touching, and now all of a sudden I'm listening to the lyrics with a lot more intensity. So obviously it is your sound, but I guess what I'm saying is, you are chameleon-like. You seem to be able to bring a much, you know, a broad array of sounds and influences into your music.
Well, thank you. I mean, I hope that's true. I don't know. I mean, that's something that's, you know, being in this band for 10 years, my brother and I made a huge effort to never do the same arrangement twice. And some people did not like that. Some people thought that was exciting. But for me, that's feels very natural. And you know, you can go home and listen to the record. You don't need to hear me try and copy it right now, you know. And I don't feel precious about recordings or songs as if they have only one way to sound, you know.
Well, and it comes across in how things went today. So that I can imagine that tonight at 11 o'clock, what I saw and witnessed could be interpreted entirely different and will, I'm sure.
It will be. Although I have to say this is the most true I've been to any recording in terms of the live shows I'm doing now. You know, like I'm playing with a 5-piece band. You know, one of the guys plays a Wurlitzer and an organ. And, you know, we're recreating the album as close to the, you know, as close to those I ever have, really.
Moses Bergson did the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I guess, at his house, the
pool. Yeah, we took it in a swimming pool.
And that's you swimming here,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
And here's the question that we were able to establish, that this is you swimming in Moses' pool. For those of you who don't have the benefit of seeing the cover, Eleanor is swimming in the photographer's swimming pool, and it's shot from above.
Mm-hmm. He was standing on the roof.
And then the inside, you seem to be climbing the stairs or climbing the proverbial mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you know where that is?
That's everybody in the building was trying to identify. Like, is that in Echo Park? Where is that?
It's Echo Park.
Where?
It's near, oh gosh, it's... I have to almost look at a map. There's a street that, it's like where near where the 2 meets the 5.
Now, this we want to mention on air because it was fascinating and fun for us, because the Stare at the Sun video, which is a great video and a lot of both covers and videos and everything you do, you always do have an eye for design. And
thanks.
And whilst watching the video, at least the drummer you have in the video, mm-hmm. actually worked here at KCSN, Liv Marsico, and, yeah. and we had to stop the video and go, are you kidding me? Is that Liv? how did you recruit her?
Yeah, no, somebody dropped out at the last minute. The director had found a few people, and then we decided we'd like to have another. The bass player in the fake band in the video is right. Eric Brusek, who produced the album, and then the guitar player is the director's girlfriend, Rebecca Schiffman, and then Liv appeared. Just as a favor from a friend, and I couldn't have been more thrilled to have
yeah,
her.
Yeah, well, I just emailed her before we started talking, saying, how can Eleanor be here doing a session and you're not here? Because she actually helped build the room that you're recording in today, so I put her on notice that I'm very disappointed that she didn't make the trek out, because she often comes and visits. But we wanted to give a shout out to Liv, because
yeah, thank you, Liv,
she's
again.
Part of our family and we love her.
Okay, this last one's called Stare at the Sun.
Back of the taxi, you turned off the TV and read me a book on your phone. Well, here's the return of your skeleton key. Oh baby, the places we've gone. That was goodbye, then I must be high. You know I'll be seeing you soon. If that was goodbye, it'll snow in July as it hailed in the middle of June. Well, give me your toothpaste and give me your ointment and give me your body in bed. I'll keep this in amber. Keep our appointments. Remember the things that we said. If that was goodbye, then I must be high, and you must be the sugar I need. If that was goodbye, then I am a fly, and the future is guaranteed. Because when I'm with you, everything's treasure. I forget what it's like to be gone. Far from the town, in the suburbs of your pleasure. I've been in exile so long. I try not to stare at the sun. I try not to stare at the sun. I try not to stare at the sun. Cooperative coffee and synchronized showers. I try not to look at the clock. Goodbye to your castle, away from the tower, and drop me a line from the dock. If that was goodbye, then you must be high, and maybe I'm losing the thread. That was goodbye, the sea has run dry, so I'll fill it with tears instead. Cause when I'm with you, everything's treasure. I forget what it's like to be gone. I'm far from the town, in the suburbs of your pleasure. I've been in exile so long. I try not to stare at the sun. No, I try not to stare at the sun. Try not to stare at the sun. Because when I'm with you, everything's treasure. I forget what it's like to be gone. I'm far from the town, in the suburbs of your pleasure. I've been in exile so long. I'll try not to stare at the sun. No, I'll try not to stare at the sun. I'll try not to stare at the sun.
Your groundedness and your genuineness is really appreciated, and
thank
it does
you.
Come through in the songs. You know, when I listen to the record, I listen to it as a fan, and I can hear the fan in you coming through. And yes, the emotions and everything else, but it works on different levels. It works on different levels, and it's a record that's to be appreciated. It is a personal record. It's Eleanor Friedberger's latest effort, and tonight, 11 o'clock, The Echo.
Yeah.
It's going to be well worth A, going to, and B, if need be, staying up for, right?
Definitely. And the bands that are opening are terrific, too. So if you can come, please come early.
Well, we really want to thank you for making the trek out to KCSN, and we're going to continue to support you. And we're wishing you nothing but the best. And thanks again for coming out and
thank
joining
us.
Thank
you so much.
You got it. It's Eleanor Friedberger on 88.5 KCSN.